Report: NASCAR halts Brandon Brown's deal with Let's Go Brand and cryptocurrency, needs review at higher level. By Warner Todd Houston on January 3, 2022. Despite having initially approved the deal in writing, NASCAR has now told driver Brandon Brown that his sponsorship deal with the Let's Go Brand and cryptocurrency maker needs review at a higher level, according to a report. NASCAR gave Brown's team approval to begin the sponsorship deal with Algebe Coin on December 26. Still, CNN reports that Brown team spokesman, Max Marcucci, said that the driver got a new letter apologizing for the confusion and miscommunication and telling them that the deal needs to be reviewed at a higher level. Algebe Coin put out a statement in December lauding the new deal. "We are thrilled to partner with Brandon Built Motorsports and Brandon Brown for the 2022 NASCAR Xfinity Series season." James Koutoulas, Algebe Coin hodler and founder of Typhoon Capital Management, said in his announcement. "Brandon is not only an incredibly talented driver but also a thoughtful individual wise beyond his years. His commitment and singular focus on his profession is inspiring and his personal story is one that we can all be proud of. An American story of success and perseverance. Brandon is truly America's driver. We are proud to support Brandon this season, to help him continue his American dream," Koutoulas added. "If we do our job right, when you think of us, and you hear, Let's Go, Brandon, you'll think and feel, Let's Go America." Brown also tweeted about the deal and showed off the new paint scheme. Koutoulas was apparently correct to assume the deal was approved. Indeed, according to Fox Business Network, the NASCAR approval letter in December was unambiguous and said, "The sponsors are approved." But now, a NASCAR spokesman is saying that the December 26 letter jumped the gun. "NASCAR's about-face runs counter to facts of the situation," Marcucci said. The phrase, "Let's Go, Brandon," has become a mainstay chant alongside its predecessor chant, "Fuck Joe Biden." Both chants have been ringing out at any event where large numbers of Americans have gathered since the college football season began last year. The LGB chant went national in October after NBC Sports reporter Kelly Stavast falsely claimed that a crowd of NASCAR fans were chanting "Let's Go Brandon" following a victory by driver Brandon Brown. But video of the chanting clearly shows they were shouting, "Fuck Joe Biden." Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.